Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 5th of August. The United States and China are to get together to assess the Phase 1 trade deal at the middle of this month. The pandemic has rather interfered with the flow of global trade, of course, which makes some of the details of the deal quite difficult to actually achieve. Markets are keen for the deal to be in place still. The US economy really does not need a tax increase on US companies at this time. US trade taxes have generally hurt US corporate profit margins, as companies have been reluctant to raise prices to US consumers. The pandemic has, of course, already created problems for corporate profitability. However, this is ultimately a political decision by the US president alone as commander-in-chief. That makes the decision hard to predict. The high-risk months are likely to be September and October, as a process of increasing US trade taxes then wouldn't create visible economic damage to the US until after the election. US Treasury Secretary Mnuchin has suggested that politicians will aim to agree a fiscal package by the end of this week, passing it into legislation next week. Assuming that provides more cash for the millions of unemployed Americans, that money would then hopefully start flowing out by the end of the month. However, the economic impact of this delay has been primarily about fear, people who have jobs being fearful of the consequences of unemployment in the absence of more fiscal help. That fear may decline with the agreement. People who are fearful just need reassurance. They don't actually need to see the cash as such. The bad news is that Mnuchin is suggesting there are still sizable gaps between the various negotiating positions. Euro area retail sales for June are due and should confirm the story that we have already been hearing at a national level of a consumer bounce back. The overwhelming majority of euro area consumers had no decline in income during lockdown. France was an exception because so many people went on furlough there. A sizable part of the money earned could not be spent during lockdown, and so it's being spent as lockdowns end. The result should be a strong month-on-month increase in retail sales. The consensus range for this number is from 1.5% to 15% month-on-month, which is no use to anybody. This retail sales data should translate into better GDP, mainly in the third quarter, as manufacturing supply catches up with the sudden surge in demand. US international trade data comes out, which will be providing some limited context to the forthcoming talks with China. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.